Why is it so quiet? Would you like to restart?
Just play it, dog. It's over.
It's too late.
It's too late. Play it. Play the song.
It's too late. All right, redo. All right, 3, 2, 1.
So I'd like to start with this. I have a Costco receipt from 2012. I don't know why it's in here. I did not have this phone in 2012.
Give me that.
You wanted the paper sound effect in the microphone?
Yeah. All right, look at the bottom right there. It's on my birthday, 2012.
Cashier is Chrissy D.
I don't know who the fuck that is. Why are you looking at me like it's a DJ that I knew like back in the day?
I don't know.
It sounds like a pretty good DJ name.
It sounds like a very bitchy ex-girlfriend.
Chrissy D.
Chrissy!
Were you just getting gassed up on your birthday?
I bought my own cake. Apparently.
He bought an $18 white cake. That's what this is.
You don't know what's the craziest shit? I hate white cake.
He obviously was having a good ass time, obviously.
Just the best time at a Costco.
Buy a fucking cake just for myself.
Yeah, that's low key would be.
Wait, when was the date on this?
It says 2012 at the bottom. My birthday, 2012.
Was it even a good birthday? It had to be not a good birthday because you bought yourself a cake.
That's the funny thing. 2012 was my senior year of high school. So,
I guess.
My birthday was lit my senior year of high school. I wasn't even in the state. How's it even possible? Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you were trying to find a identity theft, and that's why you still have the receipt.
Probably. I have no idea. That's weird.
I'm about to like just put sensor noises all through the part of this podcast because
sensors?
Yeah, like the sensor noise.
The bleeps. Oh, there's no swearing on this thing?
No, we can swear.
Oh, well shit.
No, we can swear.
Watch your mouth.
Literally, if you go to our podcast, it's literally said explicit content.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Good.
Because I've said many problematic things.
Many problematic things. More problematic things off air. I just need a certain star to wait 3 more years in order to bring the subject up on like live air.
Who?
Ooh. Kashmi.
Who?
Kashmi outside.
What about her?
You know what you said.
I still stand by it. I don't care.
What did you, I'm I, curious I now. What did you say?
You have to bring it up now. Yeah, I can't bring it up.
Oh, because I was, you know, the Kashmi outside girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, you know, like what she's like 14. I was like, you know, in 5 years, like.
This was literally like when she was 14 years old.
I was like, you know, in 5 years, her sex tape's about to be fire.
You can't say that. It's so fucked up. Don't encourage him.
Be like a back on Maury again. Like, who's the baby daddy now?
You're going to jail. I think you can go to jail for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm not
100%.
Him?
No, going to jail.
Yeah, for
what
saying
about
that.
The person with.
Who, me? Who disapproves?
I said
who
5 years.
Doesn't approve with this?
Yeah, you said within 3 5 years.
But you know she's going to have a sex tape.
No, she's
it's
not.
It's positive.
She's balling out of control. There's no reason for her
so
to make a sex
tape. So was Paris Hilton. So was the Kardashian sisters.
The Kardashians weren't balling.
Yeah, she was not balling.
Yeah, the Kardashians weren't balling.
Their family
she was balls deep,
their
but she
family
wasn't balling.
Their family was balling. Their dad was a celebrity lawyer. He defended OJ. That dude had money.
Okay, cool. That was 1985.
And you know how much money OJ was trying to not go to jail? You know how much money he was giving out not to go to jail?
Yeah, football money. You know what they have now?
No.
They have E! Entertainment money. That's a whole new bracket. That's a whole new tax bracket.
Of course, they're in a whole new level, but at the time, they still were balling.
They were not balling like
they were
that.
Balling.
No, if you're sleeping with Ray J, no offense to
if
Ray
they had
J.
a tattoo, it would be
no offense to Ray J.
If they had a tattoo, it would be
Ray
Spalding.
J is an OG in the game. If you're sleeping with Ray J on a sex tape, you're not balling. I'm sorry.
They're balling, dog.
No.
Check out that camera quality. That's
420p.
Yeah, thank
I mean, that's everybody. That's all, that's all
the
they had at the time.
Yeah, it was like a BlackBerry.
That's all they had at the time, though.
Bruh, it's what year was that? I'm trying to even think. 2004. 5, 6?
I have no clue.
Dude, you know.
I have no clue.
You have a tab.
Dude.
Yeah, you expect it's someone, my quick tab expect, on Pornhub.
You expect Ray J. You expect Ray J to get all the angles that he got with,
no, but it was
with
sold.
A fucking VCR bro, on his shit, shoulder with a camera
was,
lens on
the
it?
The shit was sold to Vivid Entertainment, which is like the top 3 porn companies in the world.
Yeah. You're
telling me that they could have brought in a dolly and a fucking red camera.
No, they...
That could have been the no. day that the selfie stick was made. Just boom. For that.
She didn't even know it was going to be sold.
Boom.
She didn't even know it was going to be sold.
What do you mean? She? Yes, she did.
Originally...
Okay, you're telling me that shit was like not going to be public?
Originally, they were going to sue him for it. And then the mom, the fucked up mom, was like, we can make money off of this. Why don't you just sign a deal so you get part of the profits?
That shit was made to go viral. That was a strategic move. And if you think anything otherwise...
I don't think so.
100%. You seen the moves that Kris Jenner's been making?
I don't think so, though.
She's making money moves.
I don't
She's
think
making
so.
Sure every single one of her daughters are nude on camera. Every single one.
Or close enough to it.
You're right.
Close enough to it.
But at the same time,
Kendall's news just got leaked.
I think
that shit was a mistake?
I think they took...
No.
I think they took opportunity. They took an opportunity and made a smart move.
No, they...
That's what you do in America. That's American dream.
Did you say you take an opportunity of a film that they both agreed on?
Yeah,
that's not an opportunity that you just collapse like it was a fucking wallet on the side of the street that they found. That shit was mutually agreed upon.
Yeah, but it wasn't mutually agreed upon to be sold.
100% it was.
No, it was just a sex tape that they made.
Yeah. And then they were just like, this shit is fire. Let's sell it.
Nah.
Crazy thing is, it's pretty shit.
That's not bad.
I'm pretty sure they didn't go, this shit's fire. It's just like, I'm famous and I can make you famous.
Who said it in that scenario?
You pick.
That's true.
That's how we got to where we are right now.
Facts. It was a strategic move. I'm sorry. It wasn't an accident. If anybody says it's an accident, it's just...
No, Ray J's busking on the side of the road and Kim Kardashian's showing her butt whenever she can.
Yeah. Ray J is out here busting magical nuts out here. Making careers.
I don't believe that.
It was
making careers.
He was the original casting couch director.
That's where Eminem got his line from.
Facts.
Facts. I had you to build you a career so I could nut in it.
Bars.
Oh, shit. Would it still be called Kill Shot?
Maybe with a C?
It would just be with a C. Yeah, it would
yeah,
be cum like shot.
Cum shot.
Yeah, it would be cum shot.
100%.
The R. Kelly effect?
Savage. I don't understand how R. Kelly's still popping. I don't get it.
Hold on. Before we get into another tangent, this is the Live Guys podcast.
Another tangent. Like, this isn't what this entire podcast is.
Yeah, I know. Literally, the last episode was called Tangent City.
Every episode should be called Tangent City.
Tangent City Part 2.
Tangent City Part 19.
Adjacent to Tangent City.
Adjacent to Tangent
City. Tangent Town.
Adjacent
Town. City.
This might be called Tangent Town. But like, yeah, this is Live Guys podcast.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, cool.
We have a guest today.
Yeah, it's your boy, DJ Skinny Penis on the mic.
That guy has his own brand, doesn't he?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure.
It must be a thin.
Shout out to DJ Skinny Penis.
DJ Skinny Penis.
The real DJ Skinny Penis.
That's just classic off Vine his name. References.
That's just something that you don't want to brag about. Like, I got a skinny penis, you know?
Made him famous. Fuck it. Whatever gets you views.
It's a small margin of opportunity.
You do take opportunity and capitalize on it. So, right. But yeah.
Yeah, DJ what is Skinny your, Penis. What do you do?
He made himself famous quicker than Kim Kardashian did. He did it in 7 seconds.
Fact. That's a bar.
All right. That's anyway, my name is Christian Rios. I do music. You can check out my SoundCloud. I'm going to take this as a plug right now.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah, you can. We're going to play some of your music, too.
Oh, is that happening, too?
We can.
Cool.
No.
I'm also part of a band.
I'm a producer.
Called Blue Oddity.
Blue what?
Blue Oddity.
Oddity.
We're on Spotify and SoundCloud. We do some alternative rock. And then we did some acoustic, and now we're making a disco song, so we're just doing whatever we want, really.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah.
That seems like a straight curve.
We're a hipster brand.
So are you the... pianist or the
I am the pianist sometimes and the lead vocalist the guitarist and the most sarcastic one in the band. No.
It's like I just play all the instruments.
Yeah, like Tame Impala.
Yeah.
Just like him.
Oh, that's lit.
Yo, real quick, what was up with that box?
I'm questioning what we're referring to now.
The box where you press the button and it kills a random person, but you get $1 million?
No, the box that the girl was slapping, I was confused. Is that an instrument?
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, you brought back a reference.
That last show, there was a girl slapping a box the whole time. I was so confused.
First of all, she's not even in the band anymore. We had like 4 bassists and all of them fell out.
Is this like 10 years
ago? This is within like a year. We've gone through more people than Foo Fighter has within their first year.
Damn, and that's a lot.
That's saying some shit.
That's a lot. You should probably give up.
Nah, it's fine. The three of us have made most of the shows happen, so.
That's good.
The bass guy and the other guy that you play guitar with? Because that dude that was playing bass is really fucking good.
He was, but then he just like...
Just dipped out
too? He lives in like 2 hours away from here and just doesn't show up to practice.
So I'm really curious about this box.
It's called a cajon.
A cajon.
Oh.
Which means box.
I was trying cajon.
I love how original that person was for naming that thing.
Right.
But it's basically a drum that you like sit on top of.
Is it has a mic in it or something?
No, it's like a full acoustic drum. So like you can hit it as hard as, you know, the pattern that you want. The closer to the top that you're sitting, like it'll sound more like a snare.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you hit it in the center, it sounds more like a kick drum.
Mm. Okay.
So yeah, that's what she was playing. She just brought it.
Okay, because I was confused because I was like, is there a mic in there? Because I don't know if I don't know if I'm imagining the sounds more than that they're actually projecting. And I was I'm imagining these sounds more so than they're actually being projected.
I think they did mic the cajon. But I can't even recall. That was such a long time ago.
Because I remember, like, me and Maggie was like, what? She up there just to slap a box?
Dude, she wasn't even in the band at that point because we replaced her with the bassist that was up there. And we were like, and all the band members said, we don't really want to get rid of her. Like, she's such a good person. And me being who I am, I'm like, I'm running a business here. Like, I'm not...
We're not here to slap a box.
I can't pay for people to just sit around.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you slapping a box? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It'd actually be hilarious if she just went up there with, like, a U-Haul box and just started. She's like, it's a cajon. It's like, no, it's you a got U-Haul that shit box. Out the
you
dumpster. Got,
you're right, but get off.
Yeah.
Like...
It's like, oh, no, you just moved out of your house and brought that shit.
No, I was legitimately perplexed.
Just like shaking random objects in a U-Haul box.
Oh, shit. Anyway, back to
just the skin jar penis. Change. Just...
Yep.
It's maracas.
But Blue Oddity.
Yes.
That's the name of your group.
That's the name of the group.
And you're a disco group now.
We do what we like. We call ourselves genrephobic or experimental.
That might be the most hipster thing I've ever heard, genrephobic.
Really?
Yeah. That's lit.
We got it from a hipster band, so you could... I was at this festival. Oh, my God. Let me tell you. I was at this festival that we were playing. It's called Sweetgrass and Sageburn Festival, and it was not hipsters, man. It was hippies. Like, you brought your plates and your silverware, and they gave me the whitest tamales I've ever had in my whole life.
The whitest tamales.
They were cooked. They were, like, steamed.
But they were gray, like a gray white?
No, man. So, there was no meat in these tamales. It was corn, beans, and squash.
Oh, God.
And I was like, these are... And they weren't even cooked all the way. I grabbed the ones that were grilled because I knew that they would be cooked right, but it still was just dry as hell.
I'm so sorry.
It was upsetting.
Did they taste... the worst thing you've ever tasted, or because that sounds terrible.
It's basically like you ate as if you had a tamale that did not have any of the lard in it that gave it at least any flavor or texture, and it was just like your mouth. It was like as if you took a whole handful of Nesquik, like the chocolate mix, and just shoved it in your mouth, like instant dry. And there's a paste, and it's just like, ah, fuck, what did I just eat? It was gross.
All right, I have something to admit. But I've done that a couple times, and it was actually not bad.
Well, was it 7 Nesquik in your throat?
Yeah, I remember my my parents used to buy like the not like the that bitch ass shit, like that little cube box. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm talking about like the fucking Costco cylinder. Yep, yeah,
the
you know
big
what I mean?
Ass one.
Yeah, the one that you, like if you stuck your entire arm in, it still goes. Yep. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I remember like just taking like fistfuls and like running away because I was like the only sugar in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like run away and I would literally just like start licking it, and then one day I was just like, nah, fuck it. So
yeah, your mom looked like she didn't buy sugar until you were 14.
Bro, here's how like, not lit my life was. When I asked for soda, we got diet root beer. That was like our soda was like diet root beer. Or
that's still
that was okay, right?
That's
that
not sounds, too bad.
Yeah, and then she was just like, "There's a little bit too much sugar in here. Let me buy what was it called? Friska? Do you ever had Friska?
Oh yeah,
that
yep. just like that sparkling
shit.
Sparkling.
It's the worst shit ever.
Sparkling
shit
Irish water.
That shit should be eliminated from the planet. I'm sorry, Friska should not exist.
Wait, is Friska that shit with the weird cans?
Probably. I don't know what the fuck Fresca's doing.
Is,
fuck
is
Friska.
It the, yeah. Like it's like a turquoise and a like a pink can.
Yeah,
it's yeah, that shit's ass.
Yeah, this shit tastes like it's like. Like carbonated water already tastes like ass to me, at least. And but it's like adding like a drop of like 5-hour energy or something like that.
I thought you were gonna say it's like adding a drop of ass.
Just a drop of ass.
Yeah, just a tiny. You wipe your ass with the fucking wet wipe, and then you just like smear it off the top.
Just dip
off the top of the can, and then you seal it.
Oh, it's terrible. Shit. Nah. Anyway. But yeah, while talking about that festival, I was talking to this guy. And we're talking about music because I'm there for music. And then the guy, I don't even remember how he got to this point, but he asked me what kind of music I make by myself. Mm-hmm. I started talking about the stuff that I do. And then he's like, oh, so it's kind of like classical? I said, yes, it's classical. It's classical that was mixed with synthesizer.
Was he serious? Because it sounds like something just a dick would say.
Hold up. It gets worse. So then he decides to go, well, you know that classical is just the derivative of silence. I was like, yeah, and fucking nothing is this the derivative fucking, of everything. Like, fucking let's guy. Go on this exponential crisis right here.
Exponential crisis.
Like, you want to deal with existentialism? Welcome to the artist's life.
Right.
What is the purpose? Welcome to where we are now. We have arrived. Thank you for basically telling me welcome absolute
to,
shit.
Yeah, welcome to existence. I appreciate it.
That's a fucking like
and I'm gonna
fake deep guys.
Yeah, and then the guy behind him goes, "That's so deep." I was like, "Get the
fuck out of here, dog!"
Yeah,
we were
in the green room for the band. Uh-huh. So like, this is the room where the band's supposed to go and just chill before the show. And the, like, their staff members, like we all turned around and just.
Oh, they were
get
staff
the fuck
members.
Out. Yeah, they were staff members. We were like, get the fuck out.
Right, what was the place? What was it called? The
Sweet festival? Grass and Sageburn Festival.
Oh, so they're just on planet Pluto. They're gone.
They're super gone.
Yeah, they don't understand what is even happening to
super
them.
Super gone.
Yeah, they probably think they can speak to dolphins at that point.
They were basically speaking dolphin at that point.
They like, thought bro. You were dolphins.
Yeah, they were just like, yo, if you breathe in like through your mouth and out your nose, that shit is crazy. Whoa, that shit is deep, bro. That shit is crazy.
Bars.
You probably would explain like metal to them and they're just like, oh, you play classical music. That's lit. Yeah, we're basically like Metallica, but the classical version. That's playing
still,
violas and
I
shit.
I feel like that's still Metallica.
Yeah, that. Whoa, that's deep, bro. It's deep as fuck. Like the first thing I thought of. Did you ever see the Metallica had the guy who played the Green Goblin in Spider-Man in it? It was like a movie on Netflix or some shit like that. Did you mm-hmm. ever see that?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like a Metallica released a movie with the guy who played Green Goblin in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I can't remember.
He was a Metallica like member?
No, he was like just a kid who was running like the concert. He was also in Chronicle. The main kid in Chronicle, if you ever watched that movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Amazing Spider-Man. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so, like, basically, like, the whole premise of the movie was just a Metallica concert, but, like, this kid is, like, running away from demons or some shit like that. I forgot. I was...
This sounds terrible.
It's the worst movie of all time, but that's not the point. The point is that... I could have just not explained the movie and just explained my original thought, but fuck it. I'm gone right now. Like the first scene is like them, like a guy playing a viola, like for 12 minutes.
A viola.
Okay. Yeah.
And like just playing a viola. That, and then they like get into like heavy rock. I'm like,
isn't that just a smaller violin? Or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought he was making up words. I was like, that sounds right, but doesn't at the same time.
There's like 4 or 5 classes of violin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in band. Anyway, that would be orchestra.
That's
actually.
Orchestra. Right. You weren't in band, apparently.
Fuck you, bro. I got a saxophone. Yeah, he was playing a viola for like 5 minutes, like on stage, like like literally just like, and no music in the background, him just playing a viola, and I'm like, this is a Metallica concert, right? Like, what's happening? I don't understand, because I wasn't into Metallica at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of their shit starts out with like classical shit.
Yep.
And then just gets into the, like, Into the Sandman or into the other shit like that. That was a really long story that just equated to nothing.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I was trying to find the moral of the story.
Moral of the story of that.
Metallica equals classical.
Yeah.
But classic rock equals classical. I was reading in a book where it said that all of time led up to the point where classic rock hit, and then classic rock is what changed music forever, because you could use instruments and not make them sound like the instruments that they came out of.
So classic rock is still classical. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because if you listen to it, like a lot of Metallica is like based off of Beethoven and like Bach and a lot of just classical artists. And then you listen to classical rock and it's just that, but on a guitar.
Yeah.
With different effects.
Mm. Is it Bach?
Bach?
Is it Bach?
Mm-hmm.
I remember somebody was trying to convince me that the C wasn't pronunciated.
How do you...
Bach?
Bach.
Yeah, I was like, Bach.
Bach.
Bah.
I feel like...
Like a sheep?
Yeah. Like, bah, bah, black sheep.
Do you have any weed?
Where? Here?
You don't know, the isn't like a...
On the lawn. Upstairs. This is a bad dad jokes. I'm sorry.
It's
you got
fine.
Me as a guest.
I mean, I did it too, so...
Get out! And I'm...
So you did. What was the experience like? Is there something? Would you do it again? Would you do it differently?
At the festival?
Yeah.
So there was a lot of things that what I learned was, don't ever play after a jam band. First of all, I fucking hate jam bands. I'm not a fan.
Really?
Can't stand jam bands, dude. Okay. Have you ever watched Star Wars: A New Hope?
Yeah.
It's great, right?
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Have you ever watched it 50 times in a row? Because that's exactly what going to a jam band concert is like. It's like the same shit just over and over and over again.
I get it. I get it.
No, like, I cannot do it. So we went after a jam band who goes, this is our last song. And then a half hour later, we finally get to where we are going second to last. So then basically the real headliner showed up, and then they played their set, and they had to go like 30 minutes over their set, and we had to go on. And then when we went on, they said, yo, it's lights out at midnight. Like, you cannot play over midnight.
It's 3 minutes to midnight.
It's basically like 20 minutes till midnight. So we had to set up, get all our stuff ready so that the house knew, you know, what levels our mics need to be at and everything. And then we finally got to play. So I think the key experience to that was just like learning how to change your set quick enough, and just being able to adapt towards the situation.
That's a real dick move for them to just like go over time like that, though. I feel like not the main event, they can do it.
Yeah, the jam band.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid. I feel like you should have set times.
It was a lot of deadheads there, so that's kind of what what led to that. And I don't know. That's just what happened.
What, are deadheads just jam head fans? Jam band.
Yeah, like if you listen to the Grateful Dead, like their tracks are about 40 minutes, but the. Like, that's like a standard Pink Floyd song, but at least Pink Floyd changes a lot.
Right.
Where it's like, we'll lead you with the same four chords that we've been playing for the past half hour, but just change the time signature.
So it's basically like listening to the Cantina band like over and over and over.
Yeah. Okay. It's yeah. Yeah. Exactly like that.
Cantina band is great for about 3 minutes. And then after that, it's just like...
It is great for like 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And like, even during the movie, like 3 minutes, you're like, oh yeah, this is the song.
This
and then
the
like...
Jam.
Yeah, you can like, listen to the Cantina the song band is still playing throughout that entire scene. But if like if that scene just like played back to back three times, like by the second time, you'd be like, dude, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to do anything else. Get some Ewoks in there or some shit.
And I think I learned that I didn't like jam bands when I went to Electric Forest and that String Cheese's festival. And String Cheese is also very much a jam band.
Yeah.
And then we went to Colorado and my girlfriend wanted to go see String Cheese. It's like, I am not spending $80 to go see this band. Like, I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm just letting you know right now. And then she just bought the tickets and said, you're going with me. And then it rained. I was like, you know what? But I'm at the amphitheater, the Red Rocks amphitheater. It's fucking beautiful. So when everybody asks me how was the show, I'm like, it was a beautiful show. Beautiful show. I'll say nothing about the concert. I'm not going to talk shit about them. It was a beautiful show. Mm. Lots of lights. It was a big party. Mm. Lots of pot being passed around in Colorado. It was great. Of course. It was great.
A lot of pop?
Pot.
Yeah, pop. Oh, soda.
Pop. Yeah, pop. Yeah. Coca-Cola, specifically.
Sponsored by Coors.
So was that the worst experience you've had? Was that a grass weed pot festival, whatever the fuck it was called.
Basil
fest. I heard just like multiple like references.
I know,
to pot,
like,
so
you said
it
like four times already, and I still can't.
Sweet grass and sage burn.
Sweet grass.
Which are two strains of weed, basil. I feel like. They have to be.
I have no idea. I guess sweet grass would
sweet
be.
Grass and sweet rosemary.
Grass is 100% a type of weed.
I keep hearing herbs.
Sage burn.
I've heard sage
bee. That's what you burn after you smoke the sweet grass. So yeah, I can see the full reference.
Yeah, for sure.
Worst experience.
Oh, it's deep.
I just I don't know. I don't think we've had like I think our worst experience was at the show that you came to
see.
Yeah,
and I loved that show.
I had like the worst time. Nobody else saw it because we tried to play it off, but I just could not handle it.
You did
anymore.
A good job besides the girl slapping the box.
So what was the problem?
So we were So we got there.
I mean, he was
we
eating the mic first.
Huh?
He was eating the mic first.
Yeah, that wasn't even the biggest issue. There was the first when we get there, like, we're the hosts of the show. Mm-hmm. So we get there, meet and greet all the other bands. It was fine. Then it's a different sound guy than our usual guy that's there. And I trust him, but I do not trust this new guy. So I'm like, all right, maybe this will be different. Maybe he'll be good.
Right.
So then the first band plays, second band plays, we get up there, and just before we get up there, my guitarist, he just says, all right, so we're gonna play this song here, and it's just gonna be the drummer and I, and then you guys are gonna walk off, and then you'll come back on, and then we'll do this song. And then we played at least two other songs that not everybody knew, mm-hmm. like by heart at that point. So we played Harvest Moon by Neil Young, and we played California by Jamestown Revival. Like, very minimal prep work was done. Mm-hmm. And we get up there, and it was just a shit show. I had to, like, I couldn't play and sing while the drum wasn't playing on the right pattern and while the bass wasn't playing in the right key. And I just had to cut the song, like, almost a full minute short. I was like, I can't handle this. Like, I'm getting heated right now. I'm going to fucking lose my shit. And then the guitarist comes up and I'm tuning my guitar. He's like, hey man, like, you got to get off stage now. This is the song. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, right after all this shit.
Really?
And then I was like, whatever.
I did remember.
Just go, just go, just go. I'm like, I'm going to the bar. I'm getting a drink. So I go up and get the drink, and then they decide to let everything loose. And so it was like the bassist that we had at the time, the guitarist and the drummer, like, they all had different songs separately and kind of brought them all together. I'm just getting my drink, and then I'm up at the bar. I'm closing my tab, and all of a sudden I hear, "Hey, can we get our singer back up here? We want to do these couple songs that we did the first time, but we didn't do that well." Like, well, fuck! You told them that we didn't do it well. Like, they probably wouldn't even have noticed. But shit, now right. I have to go back up there. Like, I'm already annoyed.
Yeah,
let's go back up there. So we do those songs again, and then at the end of the night, I was like, I'm done. I'm going home. I'm going to go to bed. Like, I had like six shots of tequila and I'm going to bed. That was probably like the worst internal struggle. But
jeez,
the funny thing is, like, if you were there, you would have not noticed any of that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Rhea said that you could barely tell that anything was going on, besides the fact that, like, that last moment happened. And we also didn't have any monitors set up, mm-hmm. so we couldn't even hear what we were playing or how I was singing or how anything was playing. Mm-hmm. So we were just kind of going in blindly. And as we're going through the set, as I'm singing, like, in the spots where we have music playing, I'm like, yo, can I get more on this monitor? And the guy's gone. The guy's outside having a smoke break every single time. I was like, fuck. All right, Jesus. Fuck it. I guess we're doing it live. And that's how it happened.
Fuck, we're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's crazy.
But we got all our kinks out. We went on like a hiatus. I went on vacation, and then.
You want to answer it?
I have to answer it.
I mean, it will be playing on here. What? Yeah, it will be.
Yo. I don't think it's playing through.
It's not plugged in all the way.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, what up?
Oh, you're on the podcast, bro.
I'm on the podcast.
Yeah, man. You're the number one. You're our first caller, dog.
Second caller, Ray. The other Ray. Ray, number two.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, man. I appreciate it. I just want to give a shout out to my mother. Long live Kurdistan. you know, but more of the story is the reason why I'm calling is, why are you such a bitch?
What? What?
I said, why are you such a bitch?
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to right now?
I mean, I don't.
This isn't a radio. This isn't a radio show.
I don't care if this is recorded and it's gonna stay on the internet for the rest of my life. I just want to get it off my chest.
Well, say it then.
What the bitch?
Do we have to answer that like alphabetically, chronologically? Like, what instance do you want?
Yeah, what instance of me being a bitch do you want to talk about? Which bitch incident?
Let's talk about. God, there's so many areas to talk about.
He can't even dig it now. He just
spells spleen.
It spells spleen, nigga.
Spleen.
Spleen.
No. Reason why I was calling.
Can't spell it.
Y'all got some cheap Wi-Fi. You sitting here trying to talk to me with your I have an ass.
What you mean, bro? Bro, you went to school. Bro, you went to school, dog. You should know that you don't get calls on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, honestly, bro, you're a med student. You should understand the struggles.
Having that.
Did you wait for us to pause to finally finish with the looking ass?
Who the fuck is that? Your little sister?
Yeah, is that Zay?
That's Roz.
Oh, that's Roz.
Why do you sound like a little girl?
Yeah, why does Roz sound like Zay right now?
That's just like goat noise that he makes.
Oh God, what do you want? What you want?
I was telling you I can't come over because I got Roz with me.
FDB.
But yeah, well, any transition? Home, what is FDB? Go pick up Roz.
All right, fam.
So cool. Now I got Roz with me.
All right,
man.
All right, blood.
All right, bro. Hey, podcast. Hey. What is it? Lit guys, right? Fly guys?
Was that the end of the phone call?
I just had hung up on him.
He said, what is it? Lit guys?
Lit guys.
It's lit guys, right?
Oh, man. If you're gonna
be a caller on this show, you at least know what the show is called. Jesus.
I'm surprised you didn't say, like, thank you, caller number 95. Who is this?
Should just be like, and caller number 18. What can I do for
you? He's like, literally.
Hey, yo, you a bitch. Just hang up on him. And, oh, jeez, I'm sorry you had to hear that, guys.
Literally everyone,
tape delay.
Literally everyone who's ever called us will put him on the podcast, and he's like the worst by far. Like everyone does.
We've
really
had
good.
Two callers,
huh?
We've had two. He's our second caller ever.
Trey called multiple times, and then Ray.
Trey has not called multiple times on the podcast.
Yes.
No. Yeah. I listened to all of ours. Literally in the past 2 days.
The ones that there's some ones that I didn't upload.
Okay, so we've had two callers that we've uploaded.
But listen, the point is that they go with it. He just was really bad at it.
Well, yeah, he's really bad at phone calls in general. Horrible.
I'm pretty bad at phone calls.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Maggie's like, still waiting for you to call her back.
That was 10 years ago.
Wait, no, I called her. I called her randomly while I was driving. I was like, you know what?
I'm sorry.
I was like, I'm a piece of shit. And then I called her. And I was like, hey, Maggie, I hope you're doing well. The show went well. I have some vegetables at my house. If you just want some vegetables, please come pick them up for the love of God. I got so many tomatoes. I don't know what to do with them. Okay, bye. And that was it.
Are you one of those people, because I was thinking about this the other day. Like, when it comes to phone calls, there's a lot of people who are just like really bad at like hanging up the phone.
You know, oh, no, I mean? I'm great. I'm like abruptly like, okay, bye. And that's it.
Oh, okay.
Click. Done.
Because I know there's some people who just be like, all right. Okay. All right, man. All right, bye. Yeah, all right, dude.
Do you think that's bad?
Like it'll hang up. Like,
the awkward pause and then the hang up.
Like, just say, all right, peace. That's why I'll always.
Yeah, I mean, I do that, though.
Yeah, I will always go like, all right, say ya. And like, just hang up the phone.
No, like, the thing is, like, when I do that, it pisses me off. Because you know when the conversation is ending, you say, all right, And the other person doesn't sell, right?
Yeah, dude, I hate it when I'm just like, all right, man. They're just like, yeah. So my girl was telling me the other day.
All right, bro.
Like, yeah, all right, man. Yeah, listen, I got
I'm going to need you to put that on Reddit real quick and get some more responses because I can't handle this right now.
She's like, I don't understand why people just can't hang up the phone, or just people who are just like really bad at saying goodbye. They'll just be like, all right, man, just keep all right, man, see ya. did you just bail 40 times on that sentence? What is wrong with you?
I wish it was just as easy as like quitting a group chat when you're playing on PlayStation. You just leave the group. Just boom, gone.
Boom, peace.
Nobody's mad.
That's true. Like anyone could leave the party at any moment. No one's really mad about it.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I hung up on my ex girlfriend one time. I was just like, all right, peace. And then she was just like, all right. And then I hang up. And apparently she was like still like mid conversation. She called me like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, you said all right. I thought it was over. Like, you gotta just say all right and just expect me to continue to hold this phone call conversation.
There was one time where I was in the middle of a conversation with my girlfriend, and then like my phone died, and then she talked to me when she got home. She's like, I kept talking for a full like 20 to 15 to 20 minutes, still thinking that you were on the other line.
Jesus, Jack Kathy.
Yeah, she. We talk about our days. It's a healthy relationship.
That's good. I remember there was a period where I in the Hollywood movies, they never say bye.
Yeah.
I was a period where I wasn't even saying bye anymore because I would wait for the other person just to say, all right, and I just hang out the phone.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's been times where I called you and you've hung up, like, just, like, immediately, like, not even done with the conversation.
Yeah, because there's time. Yeah, there was a period.
Hey, you trying to go to the movie? Yeah, I'm trying to go to the movie. All right, cool. Hello?
Yeah, like literally, I'll do that all the time.
You don't know what movie, what time, what theater. Dude just shows up to a fucking drive-in movie theater and shit.
Yeah, man, I had to get better at that because Maggie got pissed off at me a couple of times because I didn't realize I was doing it because she'd just be like, okay, and I'm like, uh-huh, and then.
You look like the person that like hits his like end button like 30 times just to make sure the phone call ends.
Nah.
Yeah, I feel like you do that.
I actually,
then you start immediately talking shit about the person that was just on the line.
9 times out of 10, I actually like,
all right, bye.
I just put the phone down. I just put the phone down and wait for the person to end the call.
Damn, it's fucked up.
And then like, it's funny because if I call Trey, he'll do the same thing. So I'll see how long it takes for his phone to be on the line. And one time it took like an hour and he realized his phone was still on.
He picked up the phone. My minutes, no, please.
I gotta go buy a card.
Yeah,
I remember the days you had to buy a card.
Gotta buy a burner phone.
I did not have a phone at that time.
Didn't? Oh, man.
I did not get a phone until like my junior year.
I had the track phone. I had a track phone that you had to buy minutes.
Yeah, I didn't get my phone until unlimited minutes was a thing on Verizon. That my dad was like, perfect.
I think my parents just wasn't willing to pay for it. Yeah. And even though that you end up spending more money buying minutes anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All my money was spent on buying ringtones because that was what was cool back in the day. Sure getting the most explicit like ringtone just to seem like a cool kid because Lil Wayne was saying, fuck bitches, get money.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I literally like did the ghetto thing where you just record the song.
I was about to say, I did that. I definitely did that.
What was that?
You just record the song like off of the radio or some shit.
Yeah.
And then make it your ringtone.
Because it's
like the shittiest quality.
Broke bitches.
Because literally some phones, you could, whatever voice recording you did, you could make it into a ringtone, but some phones didn't have that. So I remember I got a phone, I was pissed I didn't have that, and I wasn't going to try to buy ringtones. And I ended up like charging like the bill, because like, you know, some contracts, if you just use the internet,
yeah,
it just charges.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get free ringtones by surfing the web on my phone and end up like charging $80 to the bill because I surfed the internet.
Yeah, that's that's hilarious that I was buying ringtones and like now like if you buy a ringtone you're kind of an idiot.
Yeah, can you even buy a ringtone?
You have to be able to buy ringtones.
I don't know.
I feel like you can.
I kind of feel like I want.
What's that app that they have like Zedge. Something like that?
Zedge, I mean, isn't that like the wallpaper app?
It's like it has wallpaper, it has ringtones, everything. Notifications. Yeah,
everything that you could possibly think of.
When you get a new phone, you download Zedge. That's like the first app you get.
But now we're past step that one point. By phone. You can just transfer everything that was on your old phone to your new phone. Yeah. But you have to download an app for that too.
That's true.
Actually, shout out to Android. You don't even have to do that anymore. Just take the SIM card out, put that bitch right in.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, yeah, no. Shout out to Google because the Google like backs up all your apps and all your other shit.
All right, since we're shouting out to Google, this is a you should fix this shit, Google. So hey, when Google, I buy all my shit off of Google Play and I have to re-download all that fuckery onto my phone because I can't do it without surfing on the internet, like, you should fix that shit. If I download it onto my SIM card, that bitch should sit in my SIM card. That's but no. Yeah. But no. It just has to, but like, it's still in the cloud.
Yeah, you bought music?
I buy music on Google Play.
See, I made a mistake. The first thing I ever bought from Google Play was the Logic's Under Pressure album. And I realized, because I'm the type of person, I like to have a separate media player. I don't like using your phone stock, like, media player.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't transfer the songs that Google Play had into my SD card. It only stays on my phone, or it does stay in my SD card, but it's locked, so I can't move it to different folders or anything.
So what you gotta do is you gotta download every single album that you ever bought on Google Play onto your computer, and then you can put it on your SIM card.
That's how you do it?
Welcome to the fucking struggle, man.
See, that's why I use Amazon Music now.
My library is so extensive that I can't. Like, there's shit that just says, don't look in here, because it's just unfiltered, not filed at all. It, like, gives me an anxiety attack just looking at it.
Shout out to Apple Music. Apple Music was, like, the only one that, like, I didn't have to do any of that shit. And all of the downloads, like, just, like, transferred over to my new phone. And I was just like, that
See,
shit is
lit. The thing, yeah. The thing I don't like about Apple Music, because you can't actually take your raw MP3 file. So, like, I have music that I can just give to you guys. I mean, it's technically not legal, but at the same time, it's just like,
it's legal.
Is it legal?
It's legal.
I'm wondering.
Did you pay for it?
Yeah, I paid for it.
It's legal.
Yeah. So, like, right now, like, I can go to Amazon Music. You can download all of it in MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give that to you instead of Apple Music, where if it's downloaded on a computer, it's like in some weird Apple format.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you have a prehistoric computer that actually prints CDs.
Or burns.
That one.
Or floppy disks.
Do you remember? I don't know how old you were when floppy disks were out, but I remember being little, and then they were like, if you lose this, this is your whole fucking life, and you're going to lose your entire life.
Yeah,
I remember that too. 2 years later, they were just thrown in the trash and burned.
Very sad.
It was like Y2K shit.
Yeah.
You're like burning the streets down.
I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure my dad had like Tomb Raider on one of his floppy disks, and like, I remember I broke it. It was either me or my brother. I can't remember. And I've never seen, like, my dad be so upset. Like, he cried. He was just like, you don't fucking understand the effort that was put into this. Because, you know, downloading shit onto a floppy disk probably took days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, days at a time. Especially, like, a full Tomb Raider game. That shit probably took a decade.
That was back when your computer screamed, like, absurdly loud noises. For a long period of time because you were just making it go onto the internet.
You had to put, like, an ice block on it just so it doesn't overheat.
You ever had a broken floppy disk drive?
Yeah.
It's the worst. You ever try to get one out?
I like how you're talking about it like it's a present day problem.
No, because I just remember
you had that problem with the floppy
disk. I just remember being endlessly frustrated because I had this floppy disk. I think it had a game on it. I can't remember what the game was, but I remember like it got stuck in our floppy disk drive and I was trying for days trying to get it out. And then I got it out like a week later. And then I thought I could, like, you know how you just got dumb kid logic? You're like, oh, you know, I could put this back in here. It'll work. Got stuck again. And then we end up selling the computer to somebody with the floppy disk is still in it.
Damn.
I wonder how many people sold like VHS players with like a busted ass VHS still in there. Fucking twirled up and everything in
40%
there.
40% of VHS sold were fucked up.
Still upset.
Sorry.
I told you Lion King is my favorite movie of all time, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Lion King is my favorite movie of all time for you.
No.
Okay. So the only VHS we had, not the only one, but like the main one was Lion King, dope ass case and all this shit, right? And I remember putting it in because it was like a 3-time-a-week thing. I put it in and I did the double tap rewind, you know, so that way it'll like go all the way back. All of a sudden, like I double tap it and I walk to the couch because it'll play automatically once it gets to the front. And all I hear is, and I was just like, this is weird. And so I tried ejecting it. And then, like, I took it out. And I remember I took it out.
The tape
was just, like, just stretched for, like, days. And, like, I was, like, trying to pull it out because my logic is, oh, I could pull it out, roll it back in, right? So as I'm, like, trying to yank it out, it just, like, rips in half. And I like remember just like genuinely like bawling in fucking tears. And my mom came home and she was just like, "What's wrong with you?" And I was like, and then she was just like, "Stupid ass kid, fucking."
Did you ever have the tape rip on you while you're watching something?
Never.
No.
It's like, it's terrifying. Cause like,
I feel like it'll just be white screen, right? It'll just like,
well, like, so like, I don't know how it exactly works. I imagine it tears off a little bit as it's moving, but like, I just remember like watching like Die Hard or something, and like, I just remember like Bruce Willis' face melting, and then
we'll have this debate later.
I just remember Bruce Willis' face is melting as I'm watching this, and then I hear the tape like snap inside.
Oh, that's tragic. I'd be so upset.
Yeah, Die Hard was the shit when I was a kid.
All right, Die Hard is a Christmas movie, right?
It is a Christmas 100%. Movie.
Do you think it's a Christmas movie?
I never thought about it, but yeah, it is. Actually.
It's a Christmas movie.
Ho, motherfucker.
I remember I was having a conversation. They were just like, bro, it's not a Christmas. It has nothing to do with Christmas. I'm like, Christmas is like the fucking, like, it starts off as just like Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. It's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's totally out of here. I never thought about it. That's funny, actually.
Yeah, it's top 3 Christmas movies of all time.
Agreed.
Assholes.
What's the other two?
I just said it on a whim. Might be the number one.
I mean, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey one. Like,
that's
quotes,
a good one.
All quotes.
That is a good one.
I mean, there's Home Alone, but sometimes I don't consider that a Christmas movie.
Do you like Home Alone 1 or 2?
I liked 2 more than I liked 1.
I do too, a little bit, yeah. The only part that
I think I agree.
I think it's only because of the cheese pizza scene in the limo. That's like the only reason why I will like it.
Donald Trump
more.
Being in there. And then when he's like, I didn't credit card, you got it. And then it has the best scenes. Like even the one where all the staff members come into the room.
Right, yeah.
And he plays that movie really loud. And he's just like, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year, too.
Yeah, I was, I don't know. Yeah, I kind of flip-flop back and forth, but yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with 2.
Yeah, I think 2. You know, a movie,
the way he said it was like he never seen Home Alone before.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 3. I don't know, 2.
3 was shit. I don't know if you've ever watched it.
I actually, it's a guilty pleasure of mine. Kind of like
number
3.
I barely would remember how it goes.
Yeah. 4 is a travesty. Have you seen 4?
There's a 4.
There's a 4?
Yeah. It's bad.
Straight to DVD? Straight to VHS.
Don't disrespect DVDs.
What was it? The Disney Vault?
No, I don't even think it was a Disney Associated. Like, that's a crazy shit.
Mm.
Yeah, but it was based, they got a new kid to play Kevin McAllister. His parents were divorced. And his dad marries a rich woman, I believe. Like, a very, like, rich, wealthy woman. So he has, like, this really dope-ass fucking mansion that cleans and all this other type of shit. But, like, none of the original villains exist in this movie.
Mm.
What's the main guy's name? I can't remember. The main villain.
Oh, I have no idea.
His real name. I can't remember his real name. Famous fucking actor.
Jesus. I have no idea.
Yeah, he usually plays like the gangster. You're talking about the short guy. Yeah.
Joe Pesci. Yeah, Joe Pesci's not in it. He's replaced by a woman.
That is the third one.
That's a fourth one. The third one is
with the race car?
No.
And he like zip lines across?
Mm-mm, that's the third one. That third is one the third is your one? Yeah. There is a woman in that one, but the woman's like the main like head honcho in this one.
Hmm.
I think the guy was the head one. This man's searching Home Alone for it because he doesn't believe me.
I mean, I do, but I don't.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
Shittiest movie of all time.
You grab your phone.
Oh, it is on DVD. Shout out. Good for them.
Is it Blu-ray edition yet?
I hope so.
Oh, yep. You know what? I did watch that one too.
Oh, it's so bad.
It is really bad.
It's really bad. Please tell me it has a 2.2
on IMDb. I mean, you guys might not like me for this, but you know what Christmas movie that I didn't like? I still don't like. I just don't understand it. Why people liked it so much at the time? Elf.
I actually never watched Elf.
So wait, Elf? Like Elf? Like the big furry dude?
Yeah. No.
Elf.
Elf. Elf. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Elf is lit.
I hate Elf.
You do?
Like
you do?
I really, honestly hate that movie.
I didn't like it either.
I don't like Will Ferrell in general. Oh. Like most of his movies are just him being that same person constantly.
That's true.
Which I mean, you could say that about Keanu Reeves, but you can't about his earlier stuff when he was true. When it was like Bill and Ted.
Yeah, he only has Bill and Ted.
No.
Where he's acting different than he usually does.
He was also in a TV show.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was also like a stoner in the TV show. So if you could go from stoner to badass within like one flick of a movie, and then just continuously be a badass.
Yeah, true.
He also learned like all the like karate and shit while he was making the Matrix movies.
Yeah, apparently he's like a legit purple belt in jiu-jitsu. Yeah, yeah. Apparently, yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Keanu Reeves for looking the same for the past 85 years.
And Paul Rudd.
And Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, yeah, for sure.
That's one I don't get. Him and Chris Pratt, I just don't understand how they went from being just like these goofy dudes to just being like legitimate like action hero stars.
Chris Pratt,
I just don't
get Chris it. Pratt more is more polarizing.
Yeah, Chris Pratt, I just don't understand.
From Parks and Rec to
yeah, like a fat, lovable oaf until a fucking heartthrob.
Like he's legit.
Jurassic Safari dude.
Well, he's like legitimately jacked.
Yeah.
And apparently he's a hunter too.
Yeah, I see that.
Like he's like a legit hunter.
He just sits in trees. He looks like a backwoods boy. Pigs.
Yeah, he definitely looks like a backwoods boy.
Yeah, I was just like, when I saw that, I was just like, dude, like, why? Like, I don't understand. Like, you were the biggest idiot of all time, Parks and Rec.
I mean, he was a lovable idiot.
You went from being a lovable idiot to being, like, a dinosaur trainer with the velociraptors and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect the glow up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to him. Shout out to him.
Like, Charles Gambino is one of those, like, the glow up is real. Like,
yep.
His glow up is.
Yep.
Like everything he does, everything he's been doing is just like fantastic. Like I can't think of anything that
there's
he's
just
done
so
recently.
Much thought process put into everything he's done. Like, have you watched that music video that he released for Feels Like Summer?
Yeah,
with all those rappers and just all these subliminal messages, just pointing out things that are happening right now. Mm-hmm. Like holy shit! And he didn't even have to like put dialogue in it. Mm-hmm. It was just that.
It's great.
I think for his new, if he makes another album, I think it's going to be
when he makes another album.
He's making one with Chance.
Maybe.
They're in the process of making it.
They keep going back.
They keep back and forth. Yeah.
Well, I mean, well then at least Chance and Kanye are making another album.
I hope not.
I don't think so. It'd be cool.
I found the best like GIF of any GIF that I've ever found, where it was just Kanye and Chance is on the microphone, and Kanye has his little beat maker, and it's just like the chicken clucking. And then it just becomes an EDM song of chickens just clucking.
It's funny because that could be a real thing.
Bars.
Bars.
The hype is real.
But what I was saying was, I think like Childs Gambino, like for the next, it seemed like his theme for the rest of his music that's going to be coming out is that it's all going to be like super deep messaging that you won't get at the surface level, and the music is going to sound so good, it's going to distract you from the message, because that's been the majority of his newer music. Like, Feels Like Summer.
I don't think so. I feel like he's just going to switch lanes again.
You think so?
To his raspy, angry,
I don't know,
Freaks and Geeks?
I mean, you got to think about it. He went from camp to Because of the Internet, which to me is a big switch up, to...
No, I thought that was natural.
I don't think that was natural. The more I listen to Camp and the more I listen to Because the Internet, like, they're two completely different projects.
Like, where he is now, I'm not necessarily surprised. Because I felt like if you looked at certain things that he does over his career, like, even, like,
I can agree with that statement.
His trajectory is always heading this way.
Because he started off just, like, spitting fire with his EP, Freaks and Geeks. And then there was, you know,
mm-hmm.
Camp.
Royalty for again also.
Yeah. We can't forget about the two mixtapes that he came out with during the process of him making full scale albums on top of that.
True. I like Ryan.
But then
because the Internet came and he got a little bit more, there was a lot more singing involved, mm-hmm. and his vocals were kinda like almost the sub focus point.
The beats on that thing is just insane to
ridiculous.
Me. They're so crazy.
They're great.
Yeah.
And then finally with Awaken My Love. Mm-hmm. That was the name of the album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awaken My Love.
And then it was just full. It was just all music. Just like choirs and fucking like shit tons of the same chords being played on billions of different instruments. And just going that one.
And then he goes from doing that to This Is America, which is completely different to what he was doing. Anything he's done, actually.
I feel like it's his natural trajectory in the sense of like he's becoming like more of himself.
It's a natural trajectory. To me, it's just like all over the place.
I think it's just statements, like statement pieces.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that's not a natural trajectory. Him just like putting out whatever the fuck he wants to. I don't think that's a natural trajectory.
Kawhi is a statement piece. "Your Wake and My Love" is because they're all statement pieces.
Royalty,
yeah, yeah.
Royalty is a statement. You just wanted to prove everybody he can rap. That was all that was.
We're not disputing on the fact that these are statement pieces. I'm disputing the fact that it's a natural trajectory. It's not a trajectory.
He's always, like, if, like, think of Camp. What's that song?
Because as soon as
it's basically a whole monologue of him talking about.
Because if we're talking about a trajectory, we can predict what he's gonna put out next.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it either.
What are you talking about?
What's that name of that song on Camp where it's basically a whole monologue about him and this girl?
You talking about the last track?
Is that the last track?
The very last track, yeah.
Okay.
When he's talking about how they're on the bus ride back home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last track. I can't remember what it was
called. You could tell he's, you know, he was a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he brought storytelling into his music.
Yeah.
And it evolved everything. Like, everything became a story upon that.
I think you can. I would have to argue that you can predict where Childish Gambino goes.
So what is he doing next?
To the extent of, well, when he first started off, it was very much about himself about him, like, progressing as an artist and being recognized as one. And then once he finally became recognized, he started pointing out things alongside with the television show. Like, he's pointing about real world facts now. He went from being self-contained to, like, I'm just going to start telling people what's out there. And it's clearly stated out there, but I don't think anybody's really talking about it and speaking as loudly as they should be about this anymore. And then This Is America and then Feels Like Summer, where it was the cusp of it becoming into summer, and then, you know, XXX dying and all these other statement pieces. I think the fact is he's now just talking about what's obvious.
I agree with everything you said. But one of the things that he did say earlier, and I don't know why I just now thought of this, one of the things that he said, he doesn't want to be pigeonholed into one thing. It's one thing that he's always been afraid of, is being pigeonholed as, like, that one dude on that TV show, that one rapper, the singer guy. And you can kind of see it with all of his projects. Like, we could take Atlanta for an example. Atlanta started out as a comedy. The entire season one is just, like, basically, like, a ginormous, like, you know, it's a comedy show. The entire second season is literally a complete 180.
Yep.
It's a drama.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with his albums. Started out as a rapper, became a singer, and now pretty much, like you just said, he's making, you know, now he's making statement pieces. To me, he's now like
this. I feel like he's always
not making statement pieces. I can't think of the proper term. What would you call This Is America? I don't want to call it
political statement.
Political statement. So now people think that he's going with this. When you say that he's on a trajectory, and you say that we can predict where he's going to go, I don't know whether his next thing is going to be rapping or if he's going to make a completely new genre that we've never heard before, like Drake, to me.
Okay.
That's
well,
a fair point. I like that.
I agree with what you're saying.
I'm hoping Neo Soul.
I agree with you're saying in this
sense.
That'd
be fire, actually.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that a lot.
I agree with you in the sense of what you're saying, but, like, kind of going back to what I was saying. Well, because...
You know, progressively gets closer towards faith.
Because you remember a long time ago we had a conversation, and I said that I believe that Childish Gambino is the truth. So people always talk about Chance is the Kanye prodigy or whatever like that. But I believe Donald Glover's more the true prodigy of Kanye.
I think.
Fucking dare you? No. I disagree with that statement.
Yeah, I kind of have to disagree with that statement.
The only reason,
not the because Bino is just nothing like Kanye.
He's not, but I think Kanye is when Kanye sees Donald Glover, he's everything that he wants to be.
No.
Because anything that Childish Gambino does, like, politically polarizes the internet. People talk about it. Kanye wants people to...
I think now more so than then.
Yeah.
But I think... So I think Kanye started off as, like, him... It's like the same... Almost the same... The concept is they went forward almost in the same idea. But Kanye, before he was talking about his real life, he was already self-absorbed.
Yeah.
And then Childish Gambino... was kind of like the opposite. He made himself less than what he is.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're good. Their personalities.
Yeah,
are
yeah,
the
no,
same.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that in the statement of that, Bino is what Kanye wishes he could be. I think it's more so like I think Drake would be more in that bucket.
Hmm.
then
I don't think so.
Because Drake is the only artist, and I read this, that Drake is the only artist that Kanye said that he was actually intimidated by.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with Skinny Penis over here. I'm gonna have to agree.
No, I really don't, because I feel like
you can't say that he's because the protege.
Because like it goes back to like when Kanye said George Bush doesn't care about black people, for me, and.
There's a flag on the play.
Yeah, let's jump to 2006.
No, because like that
four. Sorry,
because this was right before. This is like before like the downfall of Kanye, in the sense when his mother died. I believe that's before his mother died, right?
That is before his mother died. The downfall of Kanye was
when his mother died,
right after 808 heartbreak. Right, that's when his mom died.
That was when his mom. That was just after his mom died.
That was just right after.
It was died,
Yeah, so that's about when the time during when he was on his downfall.
That was while it was all happening.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he made that song Coldest Winter. Like, goodbye, my friend. Yeah. I may never love again.
Yeah. So, anyway. No. Let me finish. No.
I think the big three points that I always will drive home is that Kanye, he wants to be drastically different and have everybody, like, see what he's trying to give out and accept what he's doing. Childish Gambino does that. He wants to be able to affect the world politically and have people listen to his ideas and, like, somewhat entertain what he's saying and kind of, like, take it onto their own. Childish Gambino does that. And then the third point, if I can fucking remember, because this dude over here. Shit. That's my third point. Kanye really believes he's an artist and that he can do anything. Like, he wanted to break into multiple fields.
Yeah.
And it took him forever to break into the fashion field.
Shout out to those white t-shirts.
Like, it took forever for him to break into the fashion field. And if you look at like Childish Gambino, anything that he does, he breaks into it immediately. He does it very well. I'm pretty sure if he did it, actually, he has a clothing line.
He did. I don't think he has it anymore.
Gambino's Beanies?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to double check this, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't do it anymore by his own accord.
It wasn't his
own. Which is typical Gambino.
It wasn't his thing. It was like something that he was teaming up with people to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he did it and it was successful. So and then I don't think he does it anymore.
I heard that we're going to probably do a different one because of like the whole Lando and the whole like.
Yeah, knowing him, like, he's probably going to sell some crazy fucking shit.
Yeah. So
it's just a string, but it's supposed to be a scarf.
It's actually a bra.
It's actually a bra. But like, that's why I say that it's I think BDSM. Childish Gambino is really what he wants to be, because he succeeds in everything that Kanye wanted to do.
I don't think Kanye wanted to do a lot of the stuff that Gambino did, though. I don't think Kanye
gave I don't a fuck about acting aside, but I think Childish Gambino is literally like
acting comedy. I don't think Kanye wanted
I think to be he a comedian. Could, well, Kanye thinks he's funny though.
Does he?
I feel like he does.
Maybe to himself. But I don't think he would.
I think he thinks he's funny.
I might have to say that he might think that he's funny. I mean, that last song with Lil Pump.
All right, let's get
that. Let's look at that right there.
Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of funny, but
it is funny. But I mean,
it's not good.
If we're gonna say that he thinks he's funny, a lot of people think they're funny. I think I'm funny, which is not true.
You're funny sometimes.
What's the key word in that sentence?
Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not funny. Fuck that. Not funny.
Shit. I think we're all funny when we're not trying to be funny.
I'm hilarious all the time. No. I don't know. Like, I don't think he cares. I don't think he... I think that game... I don't know. It's like I agree 10% and then the other 90, I just don't.
I mean, I get it. I know it's an unpopular opinion, but that's something I've always thought about.
I don't think it's an unpopular opinion. I think it's an opinion that no one has besides you.
I think some people might have that
It's the world but in it's the, in like, the world of the internet, you know someone has it. If you can find someone to tell you that only eating meat is good for you, then...
Yeah, in the deepest, darkest depths of 4chan, you can find this argument. But besides that, I don't think you're finding this anywhere else.
I think you find somewhere.
Okay, yeah. Enjoy your subreddit.
I will enjoy my subreddit with 20,000 re-reddits.
20,000?
20,000.
40.
Thank you.
1,000?
No, 40.
Oh.
Yeah, 40. I was like, I said 20. He said 40. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, 40. 41 now, after this conversation.
I don't even know how we got on the topic of Kanye.
I really don't.
And Bino.
Yeah. Let's talk about these white t-shirts. These $150 white t-shirts that he sold. Is it true that they were just plain white tees bought from Fruit of the Lube or whatever it's called? Fruit of the Lube?
Fruit of the Lube.
The Fruit of the, is it the Lube?
Fruity Lubes?
It's Fruit of the Loom.
Loom?
Loom.
All right. Fruit of the Lube.
Fruity Lubes?
It's a new lube brand right there.
Yeah, like what was the point? How much do they cost? $150 or some shit like that?
That is not a question which I know the answer.
Well, you weren't you weren't trying to pre-order this discussion.
No, definitely not.
And you got the special edition with the yay at the end of the, like on the back of the neck.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
man. Just like a little.
I low-key want it.
Why?
Because if Kanye signs it, I mean, shit, it's probably like
that. That $500 shirt could be $500.
$520.
Hey, that's profit. It's 50-cent profit.
I mean, you get that magnet hat though. Mm. He signs it.
$12. Fly that to flea market.
You know, so you know, so, oh, that's the nigger that loves the hat.
You know, my favorite thing is trying to search for like name brand shit in flea markets, and then you'll find like the super obscure ones that people didn't really want to pay for. Like I saw an Echo, but it wasn't a rhino; it was an elephant.
Yeah. Yeah, I got iced on some Nikes. Way back in the day, like I was like in sixth grade, and I was being bullied in, when I was in sixth grade, worst year of my life. But anyway, so I was trying
everybody
to get my
was.
Yeah, no, no, you weren't a half breed like me. Anyway,
but, preach, preach.
I'm biracial.
Preach.
Halfway, half black. No, but
okay,
so,
logic.
And you know what it is.
Half
so
Mexican, half white. You don't fit in anywhere.
Fight for your right.
Fight what you right, please, right.
No, like but people. So I was at this. So anyway, I was at this flea market, and back then Air Force Ones were like the shit. I don't remember if you were part of the Air Force One phase.
My parents would never buy me Air Force Ones because I knew I was going
to. I just remember.
Do you remember the shoe
being,
game?
Yeah.
Yeah, Air Force Ones. Like at least in my neighborhood, like if you didn't have Air Force Ones, you weren't clean.
Yeah.
Like it was either that or you had to go like extra retro, like Converse type shit, mm-hmm. like in order to be considered that shit. So I had some off-brand Converse that people were starting to catch up on because they were all brown. Not real Converse. So I went to the flea market, and I was just like, oh, shit, these dudes got some clean-ass fucking Nikes, all white and shit. So I bought. So I had my mom buy them, and she was just like – and she gave me, like, the look of, like a responsible parent, just like, listen, I'll buy these for you because you think it's the right decision, but I can't afford actual Air Force Ones in the school that you go to. You got about a week before people find out that this shit is fake.
Yep.
So I went to school, and the way that people found out about it, and I didn't even notice it, on the back, Nike was spelled incorrectly. It was spelled E-K-I-N. So usually the Nike yep. will go this yep. way, but instead it went this way. And everybody was just like, yo, why does your shit shit? I think they were like, why does your shit say E-K-I-N? Kind or some shit like that. I was just like, what are you talking about? He was like, bro, Nike spelled backwards with your fake ass Nikes. And people like just were roasting me for like weeks. And then I realized that on the side of the shoe, the Nike swoosh was just like upside down and shit like that. And I was just like, fuck. I got toasted for those Air Force Ones.
Who
upset.
Like who makes that shit is my question. What factory somewhere is just like, we're gonna make off brand Nikes?
No, there's a huge market of counterfeit like brand name stuff, like counterfeit Gucci bags.
The Yeezys are what's hot right now.
Or one of our boys, I'm not gonna say his name because pretty sure he was selling fake. he was selling fake. Was it Cardinal glasses? What's them called?
Why are you looking at me? It's a Cardinal friend that you're talking about.
No, what's the name of those glasses that all niggas wear? It's like Cardinals.
I don't know.
Cardi B. Anyway,
it's
these expensive ass glasses.
It's the whitest thing I've ever seen.
Cardi B.
Oh, Cartiers. Okay, Cartiers.
I've never heard of these glasses.
So, yeah, they're expensive as hell. They're like $500, $800 a pair of glasses.
So, are they like Oakleys but for black people?
Yeah.
Okay.
check out my sweet ass Oakleys.
It's the biggest fact ever. You should build up a stomach.
But like these glasses, like one of our friends used to sell like fake ones.
Okay.
And he literally was paying his rent for like 5 months.
That's not a stomach, that's a kidney.
Damn.
Like selling fake, like he would order those glasses like fake from China, and he would have to assemble them. Yeah, he had to assemble them a certain way, and then he would sell them.
Yeah, flea markets are huge, man. They're really huge, especially like fake Yeezys right now are like the way to go. Honestly, I'm surprised that people are able to distinguish like Yeezys from fake Yeezys because they're so like on point. Really? Now manufacturers don't care. Now they don't care about like the swoosh or anything like that. They're just like, fuck it, I'm going to sell this anyway. So they just make everything correct. Now you can't even like tell the difference. The only difference that people can tell is like certain fabrics, but they'll like find like the closest shit to them just to make them as cheap as humanly possible. It's really weird.
Damn.
Are these the glasses that you're talking about?
Yeah.
These are some ugly ass glasses.
But I'm telling you.
This is some 2006 glasses.
Oh, those are like those. I'm going to wear the white suit and wear them to church kind of glasses.
You're talking about the P. Diddy's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For whatever reason, these glasses are really fucking expensive. So, yeah, he was literally paying his rent off by selling those.
Well, damn.
You would buy like a pack, 100 of those for like $200 and then like make like $800 or something. It was just wild.
All right. My bad. I didn't mean to do that. I wanted to bring this up. I don't know how you feel about this, but I wanted to bring it up to you specifically.
Okay.
So I think it was like two episodes ago or something like that.
We were not ready.
It's fine. It's not really that big of a deal of a conversation. But okay. You remember when we were talking about the porn industry?
Yeah, but that was the last one. Yeah.
Was it the last one?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, like, I have this really like big issue with people being hypocritical when it comes to porn.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Because I'm sure everybody has that friend that are just like, man, porn's like really bad for you. Excuse me. And then they go upstairs and jack off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
he like immediately thought of someone in his head. Yep.
I mean, you know one person who was just like, man, God.
Yeah.
I can't believe like these people. And like my big issue like now is people who are just like, man, I feel so bad for these girls. And then they go upstairs and jack off to it. I hate those people. Because I know a person who works at my job. And you know who the fuck you are.
Shout out to that fucking guy.
You know who the fuck you are. I'm sick and tired of it. Because I distinctly remember he was just like, yo, so how do you feel about this girl? And I was just like, yeah, she's cute. I was thinking it was like a Tinder thing or something like that. And she was like, yeah. So one of my friends know her. And I feel like so bad for her because now she's in porn. And I'm just like,
yeah, she's getting some money.
Okay, here. Yeah, all right, all right. Yeah. So she got $50 for 20 minutes of her time. What's it?
$50, okay.
$50?
It's pretty bad.
This is some low-rate porn.
First of all, $50 an hour? If you think of it that way.
You might as well prostitute, dog.
Fuck it.
I don't sell any ass.
Listen. When you're in the porn industry and acting in general, you're not going to make good money. It's an investment. So that $50 could lead to 100. That 100 could lead to 300. And then $100 could lead to a browser's contract.
I'm pretty sure.
I just want to point out that this is like, that's the worst way to put it, because it's like saying, yeah, if I put my house on the sand, eventually it'll be in the fucking ocean.
Hey, listen. Okay.
And the value of the thing that I had in the first place is slowly degrading.
Taking all of my notes from castingcouch.com. That's what they told me in the packet, in the pamphlet that they gave the girl. Listen, you get $50 right now. Actually, this is the entire thing is free, but you can make $5,000 a day. But you know what I mean? Like, I hate that shit.
I mean, I know what you mean.
Why? I have the exact opposite with my friend.
Really?
My friend Lou, he's like, I buy porn all the time. I'm supporting these women.
Really?
This is their lifestyle. I'm going to support them.
I mean, I've bought porn before.
Shout out to Lou for all of the porn that you have. Your three trunks worth of porn.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
I mean, it's free. It's so free, right?
See, that's the problem. I feel like I'm starting to feel like porn stars are like the music industry a little bit. You know what I mean? They're getting shifted out of all of this money that they could be making because of all these free websites. Pornhub and Xvideos is pretty much like the Spotify and Apple Music.
You mean they're getting shafted?
So anyway,
see the lowest that a woman makes.
Yeah, that's for a great porn scene, a $300.
No, I think that's the minimum, dog.
No, bro, you know
Pornhub exclusive.
It says bad representation might earn as little as $300.
Trust me when I tell you.
I understand that.
No,
listen.
I've seen.
No, listen. I understand you're watching all these.
Don't look at me in the eyes when we're talking. You're like, listen. I've seen shit.
While I was jerking.
I understand that you're watching all these like new porn star chicks.
No, I wasn't watching porn. I was literally watching interviews because like the industry.
What does it say? It says CNBC, bro.
cool.
All right, yeah, that's awesome.
Some prime
some
A
great
inverse
coverage right there.
Yeah, great first, coverage right there.
All right, what's the name? Did they even put the name of the CNBC anchor who was looking up a porn star? A fucking shit. I don't really care. The Daily Dot. Great. I'm sorry. The
this says still 300 on this side. And that's the Daily Dot.
Okay.
Is it Matt Lauer?
It's Anderson Cooper.
250, bro. $300.
All right, let me see this.
Hang this on. Is four sites in.
All right, four sites in. So first of all, are you looking? You're looking at porn stars. I want to look up porn actress.
I'm gonna look the amateur scenes. How much does amateur scenes pay?
I guarantee you, it's $20.
No, it's not, dude. You might as well be a prostitute. Most of those girls who start doing, some of these girls that do porn, if they're sparing that
like
low,
prostitution's a little extreme. You could make more than that just being a stripper.
You could make more money than that just stripping naked on Snapchat.
I agree. I agree with all the statements that you're making. But trust me when
we were talking about it in the last episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's girls who, like, guys pay them monthly fees to have access to their Snapchat, and they're just...
They will pay up to $50 a month.
Yes, and some porn stars,
I didn't
like,
know it was on Snapchat. My buddy Lou is, like I said, he's been invested. He has his girls. He knows. He, like...
I was thinking
he gets notifications on his phone when they pop up.
That's funny.
No, I'm telling you, there is a porn documentary where there's this, like, I've seen girls get paid as little as $50 for a scene. As little as $50.
That's what I'm saying. She might as well do porn, dog.
Okay,
I'm,
yeah, you're saying that, like, I
just,
hear you.
Did you just say she might as well do porn?
I mean, she might as well do prostitution.
Yeah, listen, see, the funny thing is, like, they might as well do prostitution. They don't know in the fucking moment. That's just what it is.
Dude,
You're saying I don't think so. Not everybody thinks like you do. People are just like, oh, $50.
I'm just looking at the facts now.
Wait, you're telling me I just
$50 sucky.
So I just got to suck dick for... Yeah, shout out to my porn stars getting paid. Bank. Jesus Christ.
Are we looking at the tiers?
I don't know. He keeps going to like all of these like garbage websites. The Daily Beast. What kind of reliable source is that? CNBC is biased. It's Left Wing. It's Left Wing News with. Yeah, reddit.com. Go to that.
It's a hella reliable source.
He's on Yahoo Answers.
Oh, yeah, you know, Yahoo Answers.
You know you're desperate when you're on Yahoo Answers.
Not going to lie, Yahoo Answers low-key has got...
It's been bringing the answers for a while. Yeah.
People who intend to...
Shout out to Yahoo Answers, the one good thing you guys decided to do.
This is how I completed my papers in high school. I was going on Yahoo Answers, to be honest.
So I made a lot of science projects.
No, you can't look up Pornhub amateurs, bro. They're not. That's not what we're looking up, bro. Because if you're a Pornhub amateur, that means that you got a webcast
sponsored.
On Pornhub. Yeah, and you're sponsored by
Diggs.
That'd be like the worst sponsor. Like you click on a porn video, the ad pops
up.
This
says $200 right here. Craigslist maybe $200.
I just don't agree with that.
That's Reddit.
Did you just say Craigslist?
Yeah. I mean, they do post porn ads on Craigslist.
Not anymore.
Apparently, I'm very innocent to this whole...
I mean, they probably don't because they probably filtered it.
Yeah, ever since the whole... You remember when...
The casual encounters?
You remember when Backpage got taken down?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, like, they're cracking down on that shit. Look at that, 50 cents. They get paid 50 cents.
The audience pays 50 cents. $2.50. So,
yeah, and how much does that go to the woman?
I mean...
70%.
I mean, wow, that's generous. They're getting paid better than most musicians at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the wrong industry.
But see, the problem is that $50 to $2.50 that they get paid, how many people are paying for that? 12? Because they're idiots.
I need to start selling ass.
Fine. Yeah. Should start selling ass. Fuck it. We got a camera.
I mean, we got to pay these bills somehow.
Facts.
You're trying to go to college, right?
I'll put you in the corner. When I come back, I want my trap full.
I am starting to feel bad, though. Maybe we should. Jesus Christ. He's little. Gosh. All right. I'm gonna click off.
Look just at those images.
He didn't know. We're not on images anymore. We're on videos tab.
Oh.
We're going on the Daily Star.
Yeah. See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Should we start? I feel like I should invest in like one porn star that I care about. I'm just like, you know what? Let me throw you some money. Kind of like the same way I feel about a musician.
I think it's fair.
Like when, who's the last bird? Like when Adele drops an album, I'm buying it because I want to support her. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even though I should probably invest in another.
And
artist.
When Rachel Adele Starr is getting her claps cheeks, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. When, I don't know. I said, I don't know. Like, I don't have 50 porn stars' names in my mind.
I mean, I bought porn before, so.
I have not. I have yet
to I've only done it once, but.
I'm going to start doing it once a month. I got $20 to spare. Just buy, like, the oldest DVD.
Just go walk into Cirilla's go and just start dusting off.
No.
That's porn rentals. They're not getting that money. Yeah, come on. No, you got to go to the direct source.
Direct source? Yeah.
Got to buy a t-shirt.
You got to buy their fleshlights.
Where are we buying these things from? I must be super innocent because I have no idea. Like, are you like going to the website to buy like direct download?
Every porn person got a website.
Yeah. Yeah. AngelaWhite.com. Boom. There you go.
You just got it off rip.
All right.
.org actually.
Oh, she has an organization. I like. Oh, she's a businesswoman now. She's a real businesswoman.
Shout out to Squarespace.
Yeah, no. Internet says $200 is the least. No way they're not making less than $100.
Unless
a woman's really retarded.
Bro, those casting couches cannot pay $200. I'm sorry. They don't.
They can. What do you mean? They make so much more money off of the video.
I don't know why both of you are looking at me. Like, I just told you how I have no fucking clue what the fuck we're talking about.
I feel like you do, and you just don't
want to. I honestly don't.
He doesn't. He really doesn't.
I honestly don't.
He really doesn't.
You want to stare into my soul?
He wants to stare into your web browser.
It's just like the cleanest web browser of all time.
It's like
Firefox or some shit.
Like the last three Google searches is like, how do you make homemade butter?
Best chocolate chip recipe.
No, I live with my girlfriend. It's like organic cookie recipes, and I have to like wheat of thin grass, and you're like, where the fuck do I find this
wheat thin grass?
I've just named flour alternatives. And it probably sound like a real thing. I have no. I just made that up.
Like carrot, like carrot cheese.
Carrot cheese.
Remember when Don said carrot cheese?
Did he?
Because he was roasting Maggie. And he was talking.
I was not there.
He's like, she was like, I made a vegan cheesecake. He's like, what'd you use, carrot cheese?
I feel like finding ingredients for like vegan and organic shit is just trying to like whip up a potion in Skyrim, and you have to use like super obscure shit. You like crushed up a butterfly and a mushroom, and you have cheese now.
Yeah, I can whipping a recipe of disappointment. Yeah,
like I can barely understand like vegetarians. Just to take it to a whole new level of veganism, just has to be tough. It has to be hard.
Yeah, Maggie tried it. She couldn't do it. She said, "This shit for the birds."
Yeah.
Literally said, "This shit's for the birds." I'm not even sure.
Like, what do they eat? Beans? Is that it?
Supplements.
Beans and supplements.
Beans, mushrooms, vitamin supplements.
Because I heard that there's a new group now that is that they're strictly not eating anything living, so they won't eat like plants and shit like that.
I mean, they can't breathe air either because there's microbes.
They just run on hope,
huh?
They just run on hope.
Hope and
disappointment.
Hoping Kanye's tears. That's about it.
Drinking Kanye's tears.
Please.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
All the salt content.
I'm going to ask you to get your daily sodium right there.
Can't drink water, bitch.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys get like responses from people, but I'm throwing this out there.
We're trying to get emails. Please. So if you want
to,
I would
like to ask a question to the public.
Email. If you want
to
email us too, just room, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll do that.
liveguyspodcast@gmail.com.
All right.
I did delete my.
I can remember that. But my question for vegans is like, where does the line end?
That's not for us.
I know, but like. I want to talk about this because it says no animals. I got this, but let me talk about it. All right, where does the line end? Like it says no animal byproducts, but if you're using cow shit to fertilize your plants, is that the line? Like, can you not eat that?
They don't.
What it is?
Yeah, they don't use. They use fruit fertilizer. That's what they use.
That sounds like some bullshit.
I mean, probably, but yeah, they don't use like any animal excrement.
But like, how do you account for that?
What do you mean?
Like, I could tell you right now.
If I Google, give me an answer.
Since I feel like this might get flagged at some point for where I work. So if I get fired because of this, that's fine. I really don't give a shit. But at Anna's house, man, when it says vegan, like, I don't know how the fuck you can say you can account in a kitchen for whether or not there's cross-contamination, but there is hella cross-contamination in the shit that we do.
There cannot be an actual vegan who goes to an actual... Eat at home. They know better.
If you're vegan, eat at home. If you're celiacs, make that shit yourself at home. Because I know damn well that probably like 5 or 6 people could have died. When they said celiac disease on my screen, I'm like, fuck it. I'm putting it right where the pancakes were.
Oh, apparently they figured out a cure for celiac disease.
He's thinking in his mind, fuck.
No, like, that's perfect.
I thought you were trying to catch a body.
No, that's fine. Like, I'm not trying to kill anybody here.
I don't know what you're going to do, man. Shit.
Like, I'm just trying to think of, like working at a restaurant. Like, everyone who's ever, like, asked for shit that's, like, if it has gluten in it, they usually don't have celiac disease.
I would just say, like, leave.
Well, at Anna's, you have to say... Is it because you're celiacs, or is this a lifestyle? Like, that's how you have to address it. Mm-hmm. Like, can I get a gluten-free? Well, are you just gluten-free lifestyle, or are you celiacs? And then they'll put on the screen, celiac disease.
So, yeah.
And there's, like, a separate grill for that shit. But real talk, I know our cooks in the kitchen, right?
You already used, like, that shit, yeah.
The motherfucker at the way end of the line has to walk all the way to the opposite end of the kitchen to put it on a tiny fryer and pray to God that they don't forget about it while there's a giant rush in the middle of the day. So
fuck that noise.
You're either going to get a burnt-ass vegan sausage, whatever the fuck, Impossible Burger.
Bean burger, right?
No, it's made out of heme. Which is hemoglobin, which is blood and protein, but it's pressed out of a plant and it bleeds inside of the package. Like, it is the most disgusting looking shit
I've ever seen. That sounds more cruel.
It's made out of plant and there's fucking blood in that shit.
That's weird.
I have no idea.
What's the name of this
Impossible
thing?
Burger.
No, what is the thing that it is made out of?
Hemoglobin? Heme, it's H-E-M-E, or hemoglobin, but hemoglobin is like protein.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see what this looks like.
Wouldn't the hemoglobin?
It'll probably give you like a chemical equation for it before you see a picture.
You could have just typed in the Impossible Burger.
I could have. I didn't know. I thought it was just a Anna's house thing, but I guess it's everywhere.
No, yeah, Impossible Burgers are everywhere.
Yeah, it turns
they
out.
Just started.
Oh, well, it looks like a slushy.
Yeah, that should look like a...
Yeah, that is not...
What is that?
I'm not really...
It's pressed plant.
It's pressed plant?
It's pressed plant. To the
so
point
that's
where
a plant.
Like, yeah. It was a plant. It's
what
not
plant?
Even made out of plant. Like, it's as if you squeezed the life out of a plant and then left its dead corpse and then used that to make that.
But what's like the... What is the... quote-unquote meat, what is that?
It's hemoglobin. It's protein. It is plant protein.
So yeah, it's protein. It's...
so when you squeeze the stuff out of
so I'm guessing
plant,
they put color
makes...
in it,
it like becomes gelatinous and then they add ingredients in there. Look at it, just showing you right there, it's made out of iron, which is in steak and
so I'm
you know,
guessing
meats.
So I'm guessing that the color comes from beets. I guess
it comes from iron. Like, it's a derivative of the iron in our blood and stuff.
So they just add like a whole bunch of different things in it to make it taste like meat.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
They add a shit ton of spices to it.
Joe Rogan said something that I think is hilarious. Why are vegans and vegetarians always trying to, why can't they come up with their own shit? They have to make a burger or a fucking, you know.
That's true.
Or ice cream or some shit. It's just like,
chicken
no.
nuggets.
Because it's funny because it's like when you order like, can I get a vegan hamburger? It's not a hamburger anymore. Stop calling it that. It's not a burger. It's something
yeah.
completely different.
Or like vegan ribs. Like, get out of here.
Or
vegan tofu. Patty.
Or vegan ice cream. Have you seen that shit?
Yeah, I've seen vegan
I've had
cream.
Some vegan
it's
ice
not,
cream.
It's not called, come up with a new word. It's not cream.
No.
No, it's ice.
Paste.
It's ice fuck whatever that shit is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, come up with your own new term, vegans. We ain't got time for that.
But Maggie did make this vegan cheesecake. That wasn't surprisingly not bad.
I ate all three of those.
They were great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she fucks that up. Yeah,
she fucked it up. I thought you meant that in a bad way.
Yeah, me too. No, she fucks that up. Yeah, she fucks it up.
Yeah, she fucked it up real bad. Tasted like ass.
Man.
I never had it. I'm sorry, Maggie. I didn't mean it.
But at the end of the day, real cheesecake is real cheesecake.
Real cheesecake is bomb. Real, but you know what's better than real cheesecake?
He don't like cheesecake.
Pie.
What kind of pie?
I love blueberry pie. Mm. Blueberry rhubarb. I'm an old man.
I'm not a big pie guy. Man.
I can see that.
Yeah. Like, you heard me give you a Steely Dan reference.
I sure did.
I'm a fucking old man.
I forgot about that too. I'd like to forget about that.
He's like, oh shit.
Yeah, the only pie that I really fuck with is pumpkin. That's about it.
No, yeah, I don't like pumpkin
pie.
Pumpkins.
Fuck
pumpkin
pie.
Fuck fire.
Pumpkin season. It's like it's Han Solo season now. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
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 But my girlfriend and I, we've decided that this year, instead of there being thigh-high boots or Uggs, it's going to be Chelsea's for the fall.
Ooh.
You know, those slip-ins? Because women just don't have... They're on the go. They don't have time to tie shoes anymore. They're going to slip their feet right in their Chelsea's, and they're going to walk right out the door. You'll look attractive, and you did it like that.
Mm. It's 2018. They ain't got time for that.
No. I ain't got time for that.
No. Women on the row. Pay row. Equal pay. Hashtag me too.
How dare you.
Hashtag pay me more, though.
Hey.
No.
This guy way more listens. The last episode got way more listens.
17?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean?
I mean, thank you.
Yeah.
But why?
Yeah, thanks. Hey, we got people listening out here. We got 17. Because
those extra 4 listens for when we got taken down for using the Eminem soundtrack. Oh, no, it was the episode before that.
Killshot got 10 views.
Yeah.
You got taken down?
Yeah, we got taken down.
The man found you?
Off YouTube, yeah.
You were flagged?
Yeah.
Oh, on YouTube.
Oh, wait, by Eminem, though?
Wait, we got somebody in France. Let's go.
What the fuck? Let's go.
Hey, what's up, France?
Bonjour.
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 La garçon mange un ange.
I'm kind of, what's that? In tampas. I don't know how to pronounce
that. La pomme et rouge.
You know he found that like by complete accident.
Oh yeah, he definitely just played the episode on accident.
He's telling his friends.
It was on that autoplay.
Listen to these fuckboys.
He just tried to say something else in English, but his English is so bad. He said, "Lergas." Okay, Google, play the Lergas podcast.
He's not listening to you anymore.
Yeah,
he's done.
He's definitely
he's like these.
I left him a few sentences. I said that the boy eats an orange.
Okay, all right. We fucked up. I ran out of space. So we're just going to record an outro.
This has been the Live Guys podcast featuring Skinny Penis. Dave, what is your social media handles?
SlickLGP on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at JC Edition on Instagram and Twitter. Mr. I always want to call you DJ Skinny Penis. Chris.
It's Christian. Chris is my grandmother.
So I can't call you Chris.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Wrong. Okay. I forgive you. Okay. This one time.
I'll just leave.
You can find us at Blue Oddity on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook also as Blue Oddity. There's some hella feedback going on.
I have no idea what's going on. Gosh, are we gonna...
You just play the music. I'm recording.
Okay, you want me to play the music? Oh, let's play. Okay, we'll start from the beginning. This is just the worst thing we've ever done.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. SlickLGP on everything, pretty much.
Yeah, SlickLGP on Twitter. Email us at liveguyspodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions.
Is it liveguys@liveguys@gmail.com?
@liveguys. Liveguys@gmail.com. Live Guys Podcast. Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay. It's Live Guys
Podcast
at gmail.com.
Yes.
JC Edition on Instagram and Twitter. Skinny Penis, a.k.a. Christian. You can find him.
You can find me at Blue Oddity on Instagram. You can find me on Spotify and SoundCloud as Blue Oddity. You can follow me on Facebook. And I have no other social medias.
That's good. Well, this was really fun for about 1 hour and 24 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back in whenever the fuck we see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We out. Yeah.